Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my very special guest, Brad Howe. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you.
Brad is the principal and owner of IntelliSource, which is a full-service tax, accounting, and financial services company that provides services to individuals and businesses around the D.C. area. Do you have clients across the country as well?
Mostly on the East Coast, New Jersey, New York.
But not just D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
No, we expand a little further than that.
Okay. And IntelliSource's tax services include preparation, planning, and representations of clients in front of the IRS and state and local agencies for audit for both individuals and businesses. The company also provides bookkeeping services and support and assists client employees in proper processes and procedures and the selection and installation of accounting systems. They provide write-up work, monthly and quarterly financial reportings, and also cash flow analysis, modeling, bank loan assistance. We're going to talk a little bit about that, so I don't want to steal your thunder on
that.
And Brad himself has been providing tax, accounting, and financial services to clients in Northern Virginia for over 20 years. He's held positions as an in-house finance executive in numerous businesses, and he's a certified public accountant, holds his BS in accounting from Ithaca College, and a master's in tax from American University. Again, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where did you come from originally?
I grew up in a small town near Lake Ontario up in New York, Brockport.
Brockport in New York. So is that anywhere near Rochester or Buffalo?
It's in between Rochester and Buffalo. Bike ride away from Lake Ontario.
And Ithaca is fairly close to there. It's not too far from there.
A couple hours, yes.
So I understand your association with Ithaca and staying in upstate New York. How did you get to D.C.?
Well, you know, when I graduated, I'd spent my whole life up there, and I had some friends down here from Ithaca, so I hopped on a bus and came down and started my life down here.
Have you worked in public accounting your whole career?
In and out of public accounting. I've been to a couple private companies as a CFO or VP of finance along the way.
Right. And that's valuable. It's really invaluable experience in running your own business, let alone helping others to run their businesses. Tell me about your firm. Tell me about IntelliSource Financial. How many employees? What kind of experience do you bring to the table for customers?
There's eight total, myself and one other principal. And each of us come from a little different background. Mine's more tax-oriented, and his is more system and bigger company operations within an accounting realm.
So he does a little bit more consulting work, and you do more of the tax stuff?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And tell me about the industries that you service at IntelliSource.
We kind of go up and down the spectrum from, like I said, $100 million wireless carrier to restaurants, a few chain restaurants, a lot of professional services type companies, doctors, attorneys, and we do construction and real estate as well. So we kind of cover everything with our experiences.
And I know that there are a lot of accounting firms around that provide tax services and consulting and auditing, et cetera. What differentiates your firm from some of the others in the area? Why would somebody want to come to IntelliSource for tax assistance or consulting assistance?
Well, we try to add more of a personal service than it is by not just mailing the tax organizer, getting it back, processing the return, mailing it back. We always have to have a conversation, a phone call. At least one phone call has to be made by me, because I'm ultimately signing the returns with a taxpayer, just to be sure that everything's what we think it is. And I've noticed lately a lot of firms are just pushing them through. They have their tax organizer, everything's scanned. It's a lot of paper that's pushed and the return gets done. But I just try to keep it where I need to talk to the client before I'll finalize and sign off on anything.
It's become more of a commodity business, hasn't it? I mean,
yes.
I know that there are firms in India, for example, preparing United States tax returns. Do you all do that as well? Or
No. Everything's done locally in our Fairfax office, and we have no plans on outsourcing that work at all.
So it's the personal touch that you try to bring to each and every one of your clients. There's no one client that's less important than the next.
Correct. You have to know them a little bit. And like I said, a conversation is the best way to, whether it be a minute or 10 minutes, just to get to know someone before I sign off on the tax return.
and get to know them personally, try to get to know them personally as best you can.
Yes, yes.
Now, you also mentioned to me before we went on the air that you provide full-service business solutions to clients. Tell me a little bit about that. What do you do for your clients, you and your partner, in the services that you provide at IntelliSource that, you know, are full-service business solutions?
Well, presently I have a client who's trying to exit. It's a 15-year-old company. The two family members are running it, and they've never had good, strong financial statements. So we've come in and started documenting their processes, looking at the systems. We're taking them through audited financial this year and eventually an exit, because once we get the audited financials, we'll take them through to investment bankers and hopefully sell, and so they can walk away.
Do you think it's necessary to do an audit before you exit? And why? What prompted you to do the audit? That's an unusual thing.
Well, I think it's a step in... kind of retain the value. When there's audited financials, it shows that the business has their accounting processes in order. And usually an outside purchaser, if they're putting down that millions of dollars, want to see that things are in order in the accounting department.
I think it's a great idea. So the business solution here is coming in, documenting their processes, which they probably never had done in all the years that they operated their business. And very few entrepreneurs like to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you help them document their processes, cleaned up their books and records, and then actually did an audit in anticipation of trying to sell the company.
Correct.
Now, what if they can't sell the company? Are you going to keep auditing them? It's expensive to do an audit, isn't it, these days?
It is expensive, but I think it's a necessary task in something like this, just so they know that things are running smoothly back there, and you never know. A purchaser can come along at any one point, and when you have those audited financials in your desk drawer, it just makes the process go a lot smoother and a lot quicker.
Now, it's an interesting question, because I get this question from clients a lot, and they say, well, you know, when should I have an audit? I know for publicly traded companies, they have to do that. But for most privately held companies, it's really an expensive proposition, and how necessary is it? So when should a company really undergo an audit? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of times if they're dealing with banks and loans or lines of credit, the bank's going to push the issue to get an audited financial. And that usually drives a lot of closely held businesses to get audited financials. Other than that, if it's just a closely held business that's maybe self-funded, there's a level of assurance that the accountant or the controller is doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an audit doesn't detect fraud, but it's an assurance that things are in line in the accounting department.
And, you know, a prospective buyer of a business certainly is going to feel much more comfortable if they do see somebody's, an accounting firm's stamp of approval on the financial statements in the form of an unqualified audit opinion that is part of their report, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it helps the due diligence process, too, to hand over those audited financials.
We're talking with Brad Howe, who is one of the principals with IntelliSource Financial Services, and we were talking about some of the full-service business solutions that you all offer to your clients. The audit and getting ready for exit, that's a good example. Any examples on the tax side that you can provide?
Well, I also like to say we provide comfort. That's the service we provide, in that when you deal with us, we're going to handle everything from the tax side. You don't have to remember to do anything. We take that burden on. We'll make sure you hit all your deadlines, all the taxes are paid, keep you out of trouble from a penalties perspective. And if you do get that letter from the federal or state authority, just fax it on over to us. We handle it. So again, our kind of motto is we'll sell comfort. When you're dealing with us in a tax engagement.
Do you deal with all aspects of tax or just income tax?
All aspects of tax.
So you'll help clients with their sales tax issues, with use tax, personal property tax as well?
Personal property, local, any local taxes, state taxes, and federal taxes.
Even the B-poll tax in Virginia?
We do the B-poll tax, and I tell you what, that's one of the tougher ones, because they're probably the toughest agencies to deal with, the locals.
Yeah, they're really after that revenue, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And there are exemptions available, and I guess your job is to help clients find those exemptions or qualify if they can.
Correct, yes.
For any possible solution. Now, what about on the personal financial planning side, I know that you all can do that for some of your individual clients. How involved are you in that? And then what types of services do you offer in that regard?
Well, again, that's part of our comfort. We can handle almost anything that the business owner has, whether it be business and or going into personal and taxes. We'll provide personal financial planning as well. Whatever they need or desire, we're there. We have other people that work with us that are very experienced in it, that can guide the business owner through what he needs from a personal standpoint, as well as we're handling the business aspect of it.
So do you help, do you ever help entrepreneurs with their cash flow projections, trying to get them ready to go out and get a loan or seek financing from individual investors?
Absolutely. We'll do modeling for business owners and in preparation of them going to a bank or looking for private equity as well.
Have you ever been brought in to evaluate a potential business by somebody who might be looking to purchase the business?
I have, and because of my experiences, I kind of know what to ask for, because you can. There's some sticky points sometimes with.
Like what? Let's say I'm a buyer and I want to come in and buy a business, and I'm looking at a restaurant. Restaurants are tough. I'm looking at a restaurant. What would I look for, and how would you help me do that?
Well, something like that. I would ask for a financial statement, a tax return, and the last 12 months of bank statements. just so I can make sure everything ties in, because you'd be surprised how many people can generate tax returns and financial statements, but the bank statements have to come from a third party.
So the bank statements are from a third party, but restaurant business, there's still a lot of cash involved, isn't there?
There is, not as much as it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of point of sale systems now, because the sales tax people are been getting wise to that as well.
You ever go to a restaurant and just sit there in the lobby and watch people go in and out and just make sure that the flow of people represents the revenue that's being booked?
Yeah.
I've seen that happen before. I mean, especially if I were to buy a restaurant, I'd want to make sure that all the stuff is being reported, and that there's no over-reporting or under-reporting, that everything matches up, because that seems to be one of the areas that people get away with some creative accounting.
Creative accounting. That's why the bank statements are key. If no one has any cash deposits, you know the cash isn't going in the bank, and that's probably an issue.
What do you consider one of the biggest challenge areas for you as a tax planner and a tax preparer these days?
It's keeping up with the ever-changing laws, but it's also keeping up with what's in the press. I get a lot of calls on, did you read this? Did this happen? Well, no, that didn't happen. They're just talking about that.
I get calls from my mother about that. One of my friends just sent me an article from the newspaper, and it said this, that, and the other. I said, well, the article did say that, but it didn't say this, that, and the other either. And, you know, you're relying on a reporter to report something that's complex. Tax is really complex, isn't it?
It is. And like you say, if in a week there's three or four things that can be published that I don't even really get into, because it's just someone talking. And nowadays, online, I have updates daily from the IRS and state taxing authorities that keeps me up to date with exactly what is changing.
We have to spend a lot of time doing that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
With less than a minute left, what would you advise an entrepreneur if they're starting a business today?
Well, I'd advise them to get an accountant, and not just an accountant, someone who can help them start the business and has a network to help them grow the business and manage it in different areas, not just the finance area.
That's good advice. Brad Howe of IntelliSource Financial Services, how do people get in touch with you?
Best ways to reach me, 703-625-3299. That's a direct line. You get me right on the phone.
So give him a call, because it's tax season and he's busy, but he wants to provide you with comfort. So give him a call.
Absolutely.
At IntelliSource. I'm Wayne Zell. You've been listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and we thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another special topic and a special guest. Have a great week.